Good morning. At a humanist funeral, the celebrant will say, "We are gathered here to give thanks for the life of Jimmy." At a Christian funeral, the minister or the priest will say, "We are gathered here to give thanks to God for the life of Jimmy." It raises an interesting point. Can we be thankful without directing our thanks to someone? Usually a gift is something transacted, given by one person to another. We are not very generous givers if the idea of giving begins and ends inside our own head. To be really thankful, we have to act upon that fact. If you are thankful to the waitress but do not leave a tip, then we begin to doubt how thankful you are. If we are really thankful for services rendered, we might write a letter of thanks and then give the letter to the person we're grateful to. It's not really thankful to do nothing about our thanks. If we are grateful to God for blessing us with the gift of life, then we are obliged to use our life well, to honour Him. To thank is to thank somebody. Unexpressed thanks is not real thanks. To love is to love somebody. Self-love is not real love. True thankfulness is not a mere passing thought, but an outgoing, overflowing to others and to God. It must be very frustrating for a humanist or atheist to have a great inner urge to express thankfulness, but to have nobody to direct the gratitude to. As a believer in Jesus, I find it natural and therapeutic to give honour where honour is due, and to thank Him for what He has done. And my thanks is more than a passing thought, more than lip service. It involves grateful, lifelong service to Him.